From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You could call it a sign of the times. Residents in Toledo, Ohio, might have spotted a man pushing a mower on Saturday morning and wondered, geez, that guy looks like Mayor Finkbeiner. Upon closer inspection, they would have discovered that it was Cardi Finkbeiner, the mayor of Toledo, doing the work usually reserved for grounds crews. Faced with a budget crunch, Toledo has been laying off city employees and has hired only about half of the seasonal workers it usually brings on to take care of city parks and cemeteries. When the grass got too tall, the mayor decided to get the job done himself. He's inviting city residents to grab their mowers and join him. Mayor Finkbeiner told us why cutting the grass matters so much.
People want their cities to look like the way their front yard looks like. Everybody wants their neighbors to see the best foot forward in the front yard. Well, they want the same thing of the boulevards, the cemeteries, and the parks in the city, and you darn well better do your best to keep them happy on that.
Now, I want to ask you about Saturday and your mowing expedition. Did people recognize you out in the park when you were mowing the lawn? I did spot your picture in the Toledo Blade, and I see that you did take off your suit and your tie for this task.
Oh, I certainly did. But you notice I had my Toledo cap on and my Toledo T-shirt on.
I did notice that.
Yes, people did notice it. So, you know, in addition to myself, there were eight other high-ranking city employees. I think there were the law director was out there, utilities director was out there. There were eight volunteers out there from the city and three from the neighborhood.
Now, I think you know that some people are saying that this was a bit of a publicity stunt and not everyone applauds this new do-it-yourself spirit. Some critics say that you're potentially violating union contracts calling on volunteers or trying to bring on a nonprofit company to do some of the upkeep, a nonprofit company that actually uses adults who are developmentally disabled.
Well, actually, the union tried to block that. The developmentally disabled lot industries is what we would have loved to have had in place.
That's the name of the company, Lot Industries.
Lot Industries,
yes.
L-O-T-T. We would love to have had them. They have been very, very significant contributors to our grass cutting, but the union blocked them because some layoffs had been taken in that given union, and they wanted us to bring back laid-off workers before we hired the lot industry people that are regular part-time workers in the spring of the year. We have moved forward in the meantime. Those lot industry workers were hired back effective Monday of this week, and we'll probably get grieved for that. And so we'll have to put up with the grievance and hope we win the case.
Sounds like a tough position that you're in there. You either have to try to stoke the spirit of volunteerism and get people to come out and help you, or you wind up angering the unions who say, wait a minute, we're supposed to be doing those jobs.
It's impossible. But the more of that we do, the more we're showing our voters two things. One, there is a need in the city at the moment that we are hurting, and that two, the big guys who they are always critical of are willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work at doing some of this stuff rather than just lay off the little guy down the line.
Now, Mayor, do you mow your own lawn?
I have to be honest and say, rarely.
Well, who does mow the lawn at home?
My wife. No, I did more last Saturday than I've probably done in three summers put together.
Well, Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner, thank you so much for talking to us.
It's always a joy to talk to a great radio station.
That was Toledo, Ohio Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner. And there's more on this story at the NPR blog. It's called The Two-Way, and you can find it at npr.org.